Immediately Jesus did what? Stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? You were walking on the water, Peter. Now what changed your mind? I saw the waves of the sea. What changed your mind that your God wouldn't meet your need? Well, I felt bad. I felt this pain, and I could not believe. I felt this pain. They spoke a bad word to me. They told me I was going to make it. And that doubt, unbelief will rob you of God's blessing every time. And you'll go back and tell people that people are doing you wrong. And you'll tell other people they don't like me. I know a whole lot of folks don't like me. But it doesn't affect me from prospering. God had kept me all these 72 years. I ain't missed a meal. Y'all might say, you folks sure need to miss a few. Thank you for helping me out. I will. Peter was walking on the water. I want to tell you this morning, God has given us. Well, let me go on a little further. Little faith, listen to this now. Little faith will leave room for you to doubt. So fill your heart with the word of faith, and it will keep the doubt out. We have been taken out of the realm of the natural. And we have been put into the realm of the supernatural. So we need to learn how to live there in that realm where there are no impossibility. With this corporate faith and the anointing. Hallelujah. With guaranteed, with the guaranteed power of God, against which no foe can withstand, we can take the land by storm. Revival breaking out everywhere. Healing and miracle, signs and wonder with the peoples of God, rising up and taking their place, walking in the power of God with the anointing flowing like a mighty river, destroying the yokes and removing the burden and setting the captive free. Faith will receive from God every time. Why? It is the currency of the kingdom of God. And there is nothing in existence can stop its flow of power. There is nothing can stop it when a child of God, when the body of believers, when a local assembly will come together and not do like they did Josh and Caleb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They believe a lie, but Caleb stood up and said, God said the land is our. We're well able. Giants or no giants, walls or no walls, the land is our. Blessed be God, I come to tell you, healing, miracles, signs and wonders That healing belongs to you. That peace belongs to you. Hallelujah. Sickness, disease, heart disease, high blood pressure, none of those things belongs to us. Hallelujah. 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 Your loved ones that have gone astray, acting crazy and don't live for God. Hallelujah. And the devil said to you, see there, they gone. You next, you need to look him in the face. You lying. You a liar. You watch me. I'm going somewhere. I'm going to get into the presence of God. I'm going to get into the throne room. I'm going to go so deep till I don't know where I am. And when I get there, when I see you again, you won't be here, because I know, my God, I know that my God cannot fail me. He cannot let me down. Nobody has ever stopped my God. The Red Sea tried to stop him, but he folded back. The fire tried to stop him, but he cooled the heat out of the fire. Hallelujah. I come to tell you that it's miracle time. It's miracle time. It's deliverance time. It's time to get saved, born again, Holy Ghost filled, fire